This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
From pretty much day one of Donald Trump's presidency, the battle over immigration and deportation has been at the top of the agenda, from the so-called Muslim ban to the negotiations over DACA and the fate of the Dreamers. We're going to be spending the entire hour looking hard and deep at these issues, and we're going to start here on a street in Manhattan where staff writer Jonathan Blitzer is on his way into a church.
I'm standing outside the Holy Rood Episcopal Church in Washington Heights. It's a giant neo-Gothic stone structure just across the way from the George Washington Bridge. I'm standing out here because there are a few places where immigration authorities aren't allowed to go. One of those places, churches. Churches, schools, hospitals. According to regulations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents can't go into these spaces in pursuit of undocumented immigrants. I'm standing here precisely because there's a woman inside who sought sanctuary. She's a 33-year-old Guatemalan mother of three named Amanda Morales Guerra. She came here in August precisely because she worried that she'd be detained and deported by ICE if she stayed in her hometown in Long Island, where she lived with her family. She's here now thanks to the generosity of members of this church who have joined a new movement called the New Sanctuary Movement. We're going to go inside. It's pretty quiet here. There's one person praying in these old wooden pews. The floor creaks underfoot. There's the sound, the hissing sound of old radiators kind of plugging away in the nooks and crannies of this building. Beautiful, cozy, but definitely old and somewhat rickety feeling space. The particularly dramatic fact of her case is that when she went into sanctuary, she made a public display of it. She thought it was important for members of her community to understand the situation that she was in. It also became a way for her to get support from community members who ended up turning out and have been helping her ever since. But the result is that it's not a mystery where she is. And so she really does run a risk, if she were to leave, of being apprehended.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Juan Carlos.
Oh, Juan Carlos. John, good to meet you.
John.
That's Juan Carlos Ruiz, a Mexican priest based in New York City. He's the founder of the New Sanctuary Movement. The church is kind of a funny mix of energy levels. In the back part of the church, there's this sort of labyrinth of small rooms, a kitchen, a little area where kids are drawing, a lot of, you know, sort of howling happy voices, a lot of bustle.
Jonathan, Amanda. Habla español, Jonathan.
Sí, sí, sí. Encantado.
¿Nos puede dar un pequeño tour del de lugar?
Sí, sí. Aquí es el lugar donde dormimos. Estas son las camas donde...
Déjeme explicar un poco dónde estamos. So we're in the bedroom. There are two white bunk beds stacked. And I'm here with Amanda, and she's introduced me to her daughter who's in bed reading.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
And we've got kind of big, tall bookshelves with the church's books on them. And then we've got stuffed animals in the beds and backpacks full of clothes. And this is where Amanda and her kids sleep every night.
Y acá es muy pequeño. Para cuatro personas es muy pequeño.
It's tight quarters for four people, but homey. Amanda is in the U.S. without legal papers, but her three kids, who are 3 years old, 8 years old, and 10 years old, are American citizens. They kind of pop out and make their little forays out into Washington Heights, but for the most part, it's this family alone on kind of this one island, which is the only place where their mother is currently safe.
Bueno, ya Dulce, ella ya sabe por qué yo estoy acá. Una vez Daniela.
So Dulce comes across this piece of paper that her younger sister gives her. And this piece of paper basically is a press account indicating that Amanda, their mother, faces this deportation order. And so when she finds out that this is what's happening, she says, Mom, why are you on this piece of paper? They're going to deport you. They're going to deport you. Her mother says, yeah, well, why did you think I was here? This is why we're here. There is this deportation order. They want to send me to Guatemala.
Tell me about, what's your daily routine like here? What time do you wake up? How do you start your day? How do you spend your days enclosed here in this space for all these hours?
Bueno, me levanto bien temprano. Yo despierto bien temprano porque tengo que hacer.
So she gets up early every morning. You know, around 6:40, she says. And she's kind of up and out by a little after 7. And she has to get up because she's got to get her daughters ready for school. So she's got to get them ready. She's got to brush their hair. She's got to make them breakfast. She then turns to David, who's generally still sleeping, and says, like, Mom, come back to bed. I want to sleep a little bit more. So she'll sleep a little bit more, but then she'll get up a short while later. And, you know, she has a pretty active life inside the church. She takes English classes. She gets yoga classes. Another woman comes to the church to do a knitting class with her. The buzz and all the sort of clucking and all of these the kind of attentive energies of other people make her really feel like she's a part of something. The night we were there, a group from another Manhattan congregation, the Church of the Good Shepherd, came to visit Amanda and to sing for her. What's been the hardest thing about staying here in this church for 3 months, more than 3 months? She says the hardest part about being here was the day that my kids first went to school.
Que no pude ir con ellas.
And I couldn't take them. She could only lead them as far as the door.
Mm-hmm. Y muchas cosas de llevarlos
and all sorts of other things, like taking my girls to go to the doctor.
Se siente bien difícil.
It feels incredibly painful to be stuck inside here.
Dejar estrés a uno demasiado.
Gives you too much stress.
Pesa, baby.
¿Qué quieres? ¿Te quieres ir al baño?
¿Quieres hacer pipí? Anda, Isabel te va a llevar. Isabel te va a llevar.
Vamos.
Manita, mami.
Do you think he understands the fact of your situation? How difficult it is?
Bueno, yo pienso que a él sí le ha afectado un poco.
The situation is definitely affecting him, Amanda says, because, you know, he used to be comfortable being with other people, now less so. He only wants to be with his mother. If I go to the bathroom and he doesn't see me, he says, Mommy, where are you? And he looks and he starts to cry. And I have to say to him, I'm here, it's okay. But he immediately thinks that she's gone.
Are you ever afraid that ICE agents might come inside or are waiting outside? Are you afraid or do you feel fully safe in here? So she says, I'm not scared inside here, because this is a sanctuary church. The immigration agents can't enter here. They might walk around outside nearby, but are they coming in? I don't think so. If I go outside to the street, that's different. Yes, I'd be scared of that.
Do you ever want to step outside? ¿Tiene ganas de vez en cuando de salir a pisar fuera? O sea, a ver cómo.
Eso es de todos los días que tengo ganas de estar afuera.
I feel stuck in here. I feel
estar uno encerrado le da hasta náuseas.
Nauseous, like I can't breathe.
Saber uno que no puede ni, hay veces que siento que no puedo respirar.
I want to get outside. I want to almost have wings and fly away or just walk away outside to breathe the air outside.
Salir de aquí.
To get out of here.
Respirar aire.
To breathe the air.
Bueno, yo tengo esperanza de poder estar afuera con mis hijos.
I hope I can leave and be outside with my kids.
Y que mis hijos estudien acá.
That my kids can study here.
Y yo ser libre.
And that I can be free.
Es lo único que le pido a Dios yo.
That's the only thing I ask of God.
That's Jonathan Blitzer with Amanda Morales Guerra. She's been living with her children at the Holy Rood Episcopal Church in Manhattan for 6 months.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.